We left that yesterday. We saw in Chodesh Halvavos gives as examples of Chodesh Halvavos in love and of Sikhem of a Sitra. Now, the question which we mentioned yesterday, where we left off, is by Losito, when Chazal illustrate Netira. So the Rambam quotes the Torah's Kohanim, Ketzer Reuven Shama L'Shimon Scholi Ba'yazah O Hashilein Yishozah V'lo Rotzo Shimon. The concluding halach in Hilchos Deos. L'yamim Tzarech Shimon L'Reuven L'shol Mimeno L'Skor V'amal Lo Reuven Hei Lecha Hareini Mash'il Lecha V'eini Kamoscha V'lo Hashalem Lecha Kama'asecha Osa Kazah Ova B'lo Sito. The question is that the fact that the person not only thinks that thought, but verbalizes it, is that necessary in terms of the law of the Sita? What happens if he lends, if he rents? He's thinking to himself, the guy doesn't really deserve it, but I'm not going to stoop to his level. So he's thinking exactly this, but he doesn't say it. Okay, so the Rambam quotes examples. He says, "Osa kazel over lo sito." Then the Rambam continues and says, "Ella yimcha hadavar milibo v'lo yitrena." So kolzman shehu notos hadavar v'zocho shema yavo linkom. The ficha chikpida Torah al hanetiva ad she yimcha ha'avan milibo klal v'lo yizkereno. It's very difficult to try to ascertain what the Rambam thinks on this. Mechad Gisa, the fact that the Rambam, when initially presenting Netira, says Ha'osek Hazeh Ove Balositor, seems to unequivocally indicate that the lav is only violated if one says eini kamoscha. What's ha'osek hazeh? If the thought is enough, so I don't know. Mele, if you say it, and the amira accompanies the giving, okay, so that's ha'osek hazeh. And b'chal, why does one need that lashon at all? Rambam could have said ketzad. Ve'uven she'amal Hashem on schooli bayis, etc. Harei zeh ovar k'lo sito. I'm just ha'osek hazeh. So the impression you seem to get is that the Rambam is saying, dafka if he follows the script, right? Dafka if he follows the script in the sense that he verbalizes the natura. But then, toch kedei dibur, the Rambam continues, but how can that be the pshat? Toch kedei dibur, the Rambam continues, ela yimcha hadavar milibo v'lo yitrena. Right, so there the Rambam is beferush, saying that the Torah expects of us not to harbor such a thought either, not only not to verbalize, but not to harbor that thought either. So it would seem to be the following. Again, there's going to be one point not fully developed, but it would seem as follows. The mission of the Gemara Yevamos have a din that even though generally the rule is that ein davar she'be'erva pachus mishnayim, that to be meyed on a davar she'be'erva, to change status of davar she'be'erva, is ein davar she'be'erva pachus mishnayim. But nevertheless, an eid echad, and an even aid me paid, is neman to say meiz baimla. If an aid echad comes and reports to Bezdin that meiz baimla, so mishum agina iguna akilu bara manan, and the aid echad is neman. There's a big deal in the Rishonim. Is this a din d'oraisa? If so, how is it a din d'oraisa given the rule of ein davar she'be'erva pachus mishnayim? If it's a din d'rabbanan, how can it be a din d'rabbanan? It seems to be lanka davar v'tar b'kum v'asei, by telling an esh ish to remarry. So that's Tosis talks about it, the Dvar talks about it, the Gedolei Rishonim talk about it. So the Rambam in the final halacha in Hilchos Gerushin writes as follows: Al yiksha ve'enecha shehitiru chachamim ha'erva ha'chamura ve'edus isha o eved o shifcha o goy ha'masiach ha'fitumo ve'ed mi pi ed mi pi aksav v'bladrish v'chakir k'mo she'bayanu. Shelo hikpida Torah al ha'adras shnei edim u'shom mishpatei ha'edus ela b'dova she'ena t'yocho lamor al buryo el mi pi ha'edim uve'edusan kegon she'heidu she'zeh horeg ezeh o hilva ezeh. Avol dover she'efsho lamor al buryo shelo mi pi ha'ed hazeh ve'ein ha'ed yocho lehishamei im ein ha'dover emes kegon zeh she'heid she'meis ploni lo hikpida olav, lo hikpida Torah olav, lo hikpida Torah olav she'dover rocho ku she'yoyed bo ha'ed b'shekem. Lefichach hikilu chachamim b'dover zeh v'haminu bo eid echad mipi shivcho min aksav v'ladrisha v'chakiru g'day shelo yishar v'benos yisrael lagunos. So the Rambam says that, again, he says what distinguishes this case is that it's a milsa d'avida l'igluye. Right, one lie that it's rather risky to tell is to say that someone's dead when he's not dead. You know, the kind of you can get refuted very strongly for that. It's a milsa d'avida l'igluye. If the person's not dead, to be meyed that he is dead. So it's very, very remote that someone would fabricate such a report. So since it's a milsa d'avida l'igluye, that's what characterizes this case. Okay, fine. But l'maisa, this is a din d'rabbanan or a din d'oraisa. So the Rambam begins by saying, al yikshu v'einecha shehitiru chachamim ha'er v'hachamura v'edus isha. Rambam holds a din d'rabbanan. In the middle of the halacha, the explanation, shelo hikpida Torah al ha'ada shnei edim mishor mishpeh ha'edus get to the end of the halacha. Lefichach hikilu chachamim b'dover zeh v'haminu bo eid echad, etc. What's the chat here? So, kemeduma, that the Pshat in Hilchos Gerushin is the following. The Rambam here reveals to us a very, very important yisod. In this context, it's within a din. the same can be true and is true of a mitzvah. But here it's within a din. That there are two sort of different aspects, two different facets. There's the etzem din, and then there's the hakpadas ha-Torah. There's the etzem din, then there's the hakpadas ha-Torah. The etzem ha-din in this case is ein davar shebe'ar b'pachus mishnah. But the hakpadas ha-Torah is that Beis Din shouldn't be settling for anything less than really overwhelming and powerful edus to say that there's been a change of status in terms of Davar Shebe'erva. In terms of how the Torah, again, and on the aspect of what the din is ein davar shebe'ar b'pachus mishnah. That's the only thing you find, again, on the level of what the actual din is. But the hakpada is that you really have to establish that the truth that there's been a change in davar shebe'erva before the halacha will acknowledge that there's been a change. Apparently the Rambam holds that when we say that the Chachamim are restricted and what they do is considered like here is Davar Ben HaTorah, is if it's okay entirely. But if the Din Rabbanon aligns with the Torah's Hakpada, so you don't consider that like here is Davar Ben HaTorah. And that's the Rambam's explanation. It is a din d'rabbanan. That's the Lashon HaGemara in Yevamos is Mishum Iguna Akilu b'rabbanan. That is the Lashon HaGemara. And that's what the Rambam, again, in the Psicha and the Chasima of the Halacha, it's Hitiru Chachamim, Hikilu Chachamim. It is a din d'rabbanan. I, in Koch b'yachucham lakot avim tovim m'sheva al tas, b'bekum v'aseh, the answer is, it's not an Akiva's Davar Ben HaTorah because it aligns with the Torah's Hakpada. Kimeduma, that's the Pshat. Again, it's a very, very difficult Rambam, but Kimeduma, that's the Pshat, and that's the major Yisod. It's clear that this Yisod, again, here we're not talking about a din, we're talking about a mitzvah, that there are two aspects or facets in Hilchos Gerushin to a din, in Hilchos Deyos to a mitzvah, to an isser, is what the Rambam is saying here also. To be guilty of violating the lav for all the chomer that implies, and in terms of all the chomer of the liability that implies, it's ha'ose kozeh ove velosito. It's when the person verbalizes it. And that's why Chazal, again, in illustrating, do write that script where the person says, eini kamosa. And they don't say, you know, and hear her v'libo. Says the Rambam, b'medvar mamurim, that's in terms of the level of the aspect of the din. But if you want to know what the Torah's hakpada is, here the relationship between the hakpada and the mitzvah is different than what the relationship was in Hilchos Gerushin, and that's obviously not a problem, just not to get hung up on that. If you want to know what the Torah's hakpada is, the Torah's hakpada is that yimcha hadavar milibah. So on the level of the lav, the formal lav, it's not chovos halavos for the Rambam. And if a person will think it but not say it, so he's not going to clap al chait for the sitor. But if the person is thinking it, so he's falling short of what the Torah expects. He is falling short of what the Torah expects. It's not something that the Torah, not everything in the Torah is formalized as a law. There are lots of things that Torah that we're expected to do. They're not necessarily formulated as a formal mitzvah sase or a formal mitzvah lo sase. And Yitochen, that explains something else. In the Ela Yimcha Hadovan Milibo Velo Yitrenu, So the Rambam depicts Lo Sitor basically as a Siog D'Oraisa for Lo Sikon. Because the Rambam writes, Ela Yimcha Hadova Miliba V'lo Yitrenu. Shekol Zman Shu Notas Hadova V'zocho Shama Yovo Linkum. But Yitochen, and again, initially, the Rambam doesn't give any such indication. Adrabi, he connects the Lo Sikon and Lo Sitor with the V'chein. So initially, there's no indication. No, Lo Sitor is its own love. It's not only because Lo Sitor, if a person is no tear, so then he's one short step away from being no care. No, even if that weren't the case, even if Lo Sito is its own love. So Yitachna, the Rambam is only depicting it as a siyag in terms of the Hakpada. But in terms of the level of the Etzem love, so that's like a love of the Atzma. It's not that the Rambam is defining that as the siyag de Araisa, Atu Lo Sito. Either way, the Rambam has an element, he has an aspect of Lo Sitor, which is Chavos Havavos. Again, according to what we're suggesting, it's not the Etzem Halav, it's the Hakpoda, it's the aspect of Hakpoda. Okay, what does the Chavos Havavos mean? The Rambam's construct is a Chiddush. ואחריקה חישב את כל העבודה אל הלב ואל הלושון. כמו שנאמר, כי המצווה הזו ששעונות נמצא בך היום, לא נפלסים ממחו ולא חלקי היא. So again, so following Rashi and that view in Chazal, that not like the famous Ramban, that mitzvah here means tshuva, but mitzvah means Torah. לא נפלסים ממחו ולא חלקי היא, לא בשמיים היא לימו, מיאבו לנו השמיים וכחה לנו, ישמיינו עושה ונעשינו, ולא מעבר ליום היא לימו, מיאבו לנו על איב היום וכחה לנו, וישמיינו עושה ונעשנה, כי קור ואלך הדו ומאור בפיך ובלבבך לעשה עשה. ובשור ספר הנביאים, העריכו בעניין, והשיבו עושה בכמה מקומות, ואינני צורך להביאם, בפני שהם רבים בידו. וכאשר הסבר לחיוב מצוות הלבבות מן התורה, כאשר הסבר מנסח, וחיפשתי לה בדבר רבוסינו זל. ומצא סב יוסם מפורש מדבר ממה שמפורש בספרים ומן השכל. קצוסו בכלל, meaning partially what you find in Chazal, are principles, overarching principles, כמו שאומר רחמון הליבה בוי, ואומר ליבה ואינה תרי ססורי דחתו ננהו, וקצוסו בפרט, and sometimes what you find in Chazal are specific directives in the realm of Chavos Havavos. ומסך הזווס, שאין צורך להריח בזכר, ומצוסי הרבה ממנו במידוסיהם ובמנהגיהם המקובלים מהם, kishahayu nishalom in your name, kamo shema v'sen izlacham levach, about meher achta yamin. So many of those answers, again, involve chovetz al bavos. V'ra'isi mitzad ha'kosuv od, v'maki nefesh v'shgaga, she'enu chayiv misa. U'misha hu'shogeg b'mitzvos ha'shalose yasena, she'hayu chayom aleim b'meizid, achaz me'av b'mitzvos bezden o'kares, she'enu chayiv aleim alachantos ha'oshem. V'chol zaraya, ki ha'ika b'chiyav ha'onesh, Einu ela ad sheyiyu halev v'haguf mishtatfin b'maisa. Halev b'chavonoso v'haguf b'snuoso. So even by chovos ha'ivorim, you see that chovos ha'ivorim are really more kovim. The same way that he explained misechel, that a person will never undertake to fulfill chovos ha'ivorim if there isn't a nefesh chafetza, if the lev isn't committed to doing it. So too he says, but basically this is the mirror opposite of this in terms of the aveira, that the chomer aveira depends upon to what degree the lev is on board with the aveira. So maybe we'll pick up with this next sentence, and we'll pick up with that, we'll do it tomorrow.